One of our favorite seasons is almost here. And at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's.
You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network, your voice is now heard.
This is The Conscious Caregiver with author and elder care coach, Carol Ann Hamilton. Caring for uncopable aging parents, feeling stressed to the max, then you've come to the right place. Let Carol Ann restore some serenity by giving you concrete and sound solutions for challenging and aging parents. So now, please welcome the host of The Conscious Caregiver, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, along with iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. So the great news for you is that you can access even more places readily this year. And never does it change that this is where you get grounded and unique solutions that combine the practical and emotional aspects of how to successfully navigate the elder care marathon in a fashion that is unlike the typical content out there. And to start in today, let's offer this bold statement. Take it in, please. If you had to, right in this minute, could you locate the health history for your aging parents or others to whom you give care, who could be other relatives or friends, colleagues, neighbors, family members, even children for whom you are responsible? For that matter, could you locate your own records and all in one place to boot? Plus, why should you care? Yes, siree. Those are the questions my guest and I want to pose as we get underway today on the importance of organizing and recording your medical and dental history. Now, right out of the gate, we wish to acknowledge from our background conversations that for some, this may seem a boring topic on the surface. At least that's by her own frequent admissions. However, I'm here to say that I vocally disagree, and here's why. While myself never good with blood and gore, am I ever glad to go back to being as a teenager that I paid attention when the GP up the street had to make an urgent house call to stem my dad's bleeding due to an accident with a saw and how I noted that he was allergic to penicillin? By the way, he was okay, but I always remembered that fact. Now we fast forward to likely my 30s and how, as a conscientious provider for my stay-at-home mom, he wanted me to make sure to hang on tight to an orange Duotang binder. And for those who are listening, you know, remember those in which he had recorded precisely whom to contact in what sequence in the event of his death. And I was there hearing all of this and, you know, looking it over with him on a monthly visit because my mother simply lacked the capacity to comprehend such information. And although I was rolling my eyeballs and hoping that dinner would be ready soon, I listened to even wishes like comfort measures only. I think officially they call that do not resuscitate if my dad was ever hospitalized. Now let's travel to 2012. whereby my mom had already passed away at home when I was 54, and my dad at 89 was suddenly brought by ambulance to the local hospital due to a heat exhaustion collapse born of a particularly hot summer because he refused to believe me that his air conditioning was not fixed by his longtime heating and cooling company. I placed multiple calls to that organization to no avail, and alas, I think that is a different story for a different day and time. What I know for sure is that is the moment when I was glad for my steel trap memory concerning both my parents' ailments across the years, because I sure needed it to prevail with a very broken healthcare system. So yes, I was able to make certain that my father's final wishes were visibly recorded on whiteboards in every room and floor where he was shunted from pillar to post across the last 5 weeks of his life. Thank goodness, given that he was also assigned at least 3 to 4 doctors during that period, and somehow, except for the first one who was terrific, things went rapidly downhill with each change of hands. As it was, all this data was stored in me. Thank God I was not killed or didn't keel over from burnout as his caregiver. Or my dad would, so to speak, have been royally screwed by a very non-compassionate system in general. And more on that is coming later in the show. By the way, though I love Americans, and I have said it more than once, y'all have some pretty deluded ideas about our Canadian models, just to tell you. Tied into our topic today, we are no farther ahead north of the border than the U.S. concerning the degree to which integrated healthcare actually exists. Yes, movements are afoot in the province of Ontario where I reside, but even those are a frank mess as we speak. Just try being the patient to bridge the gap between your family doctor and series of specialists, which I have encountered with various family members and friends, and you will see what I mean. It's like the left hand quite totally does not know what the right is doing. You notice that nowhere in this tale do I mention myself having recorded in one place my dad's history. Yes, I maintained thorough notes about what the in-home care agency, which looked after my mom for a bunch of years, was not prepared to do for my father when I reapproached them in his declining state. And there are regular listeners who realized I would have loved to become a lawyer because my notes were pinpoint accurate in that regard. However, we're talking here about whether you have some kind of tool or process to capture in one place a complete account of everything from immunizations to allergies to dental care to quick reference lists for diagnoses and surgeries. That's what I lacked. And now we have it via my guest's soon-to-be-published Personal Health Organizer, a complete, easy-to-use system to document your medical and dental history. An MD of internal medicine states in her testimonial, "I truly think this book is a much-needed resource for patients and their families." I could not concur more, personally speaking, folks. And by the end of this hour, I honestly hope that we will have dispelled together, my guest and I, a number of myths and gotten you into action on organizing your personal health history plus that of loved ones. Now, I always like to remind at this stage that we do accept call-ins here at the Conscious Caregiver, and those can occur at 1-866-451-1451. That's 1-866-451-1451. And I'm going to place a little thought with you before we go into our first break, and that is before we reveal what we see as the benefits of a resource that can help you and your family to keep a complete record of personal medical details, what do you see as the advantages? That's where we'll pause. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. Stay tuned, everyone.
There are artists, and then there's Alice Asmar. This award-winning artist has spent her entire life devoted to her artistic pursuits and has had a lifelong fascination with American Indians of the southwestern United States. Her book, Dance to the Great Spirit, showcases her drawings and paintings inspired by sacred rituals of the Pueblo Indians, and four of her lithographs are in permanent collection at the National Museum of American History and the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. She is one of four artists in the United States to win a Woolley Fellowship for study in Paris at L'École des Beaux-Arts and has been featured in numerous publications. She's exhibited at the world's most prestigious museums and galleries and recently won a 20-year service award from the Burbank City Council and the inaugural art competition of the Foundation of the United States in Paris.
Visit www.asmarart.com, www.aliceasmarinternational.com, and email Alice at aliceasmar@aol.com.
If you seek a courageous advocate prepared to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with a 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and as we were laying the groundwork for today's subject, which is really about having a comprehensive place where you can record and document your full medical and dental history, I was just introducing my guest via sharing that she has over 40 years of experience in the nursing field, both as a registered nurse and an advanced practical nurse practitioner. I do hope I have that title correct for you, Anne. And she has been certified, board certified in adult medicine, was a partner in a large 50-member plus medical practice comprised solely of nurse practitioners, and she worked in the short-term rehabilitation nursing home setting as well. Her education consists of these following credentials. Through the Meriden Wallingford Hospital School of Nursing in Connecticut for her registered nurse designation, she has a Bachelor of Science degree in Business Administration from Eastern Connecticut State University in Connecticut, and she has a Master of Science degree in Nursing from the University of Connecticut, which is where her APRN designation comes into play. She also let me know that she lives in Connecticut with her husband of 40 years and their rescue cat. In our preparations, she does not know that we have a cat too. So there's something that Anne and I have in common. And we will talk about her nursing home experiences in various contexts as we go along, as well as her experiences, I'm sure, as a personal caregiver with her brother and husband. All of that is put together to say, I know that we are going to have a powerful show today. So I would like to officially welcome Anne McCauley-Leduc, and thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today, Anne.
Carol Ann, I am so pleased to be here. So well, pleased. Thank you very much.
It's lovely to have you, and we've got a lot of great things to cover today. So why don't we start by you telling us a little something about how you came to now be sharing the vital importance of maintaining comprehensive health and dental histories for ourselves and loved ones, notwithstanding my comment about some people may see this as boring, but I do not. So tell us some more about that.
Okay, boring. Well, I got to say that I would rather look at an article on kayaking or running than medical records. However, in this day and age, with our medical system, and I'm sure yours in Canada, we do have to advocate for ourselves and our families. It's just the way it is. The days of the general practitioner doing everything are gone. We have doctors for every body system. We need to step up to the plate, and we don't want to. We don't want any added burden. We don't want to learn about medical records. We don't want to do all this. I'd rather be kayaking and reading about it. But in the end, it's so important, and we're going to be so glad we do. It makes so much difference in our life, decreases the stress. I can tell you, personally watching it with families and patients, and personally.
It does all of that and more, because as we go along, we'll probably talk to your personal health organizer and how useful it is as a life-saving tool in emergencies or disasters, and you know, having that information needed when it's not always available, I guess, by the medical system, and preventing mistakes. So there are just a bunch of benefits that we will talk about as we go here. Now, bringing this kind of thing to people who might prefer to be kayaking versus putting it together, I'll bet you anything there are some things that you have found especially challenging in helping people to see why this is so important and beneficial, Anne. So what would you say to all of that?
Well, challenging on a professional basis as a nurse practitioner. I worked in the nursing homes, and I also did a little home care for patients as a nurse practitioner. And they were overwhelmed, totally overwhelmed. And I understood that because I was overwhelmed when I took care of my husband and brother. And to do one more thing was just maybe too much on their plate. But the ones that I could help to try to get a little organized and write things down, you could just see the change in them. People I've met on the street or in the restaurants that I just chat with, when I mention a book like this, they say, "Oh my gosh, I need that. You don't understand. I'm a caregiver," they said, "and I need this. I'm so stressed. I just don't know what to do. I'm overwhelmed." And that's the biggest comment I get when I mention my book. And I'm thinking, yeah, I do know. You know, you think I don't know. I know. I'm a caregiver too. And I have a system that worked for me and that I'd love to share it with your audience.
Absolutely, Anne. Thank you for saying that, because I know caregivers of all sorts listening with us right now do actually feel that overwhelmed. And that's what I thought was so beautiful about your system, because it really does, you know, give that also access to a person's medical records. You have it in case you move or change doctors, or even children who need to know their childhood and medical family history, and especially as we age. I know that we forget significant medical details. It's only because I have kind of a steel trap memory, as I said, that I at all remembered these factoids from my dad. And so, bottom line, don't we agree that a caregiver's burden is lighter when that medical history is at their fingertips? And so I know that we're making the case for why it is so vitally important to attend to this, and not so much as a, you know, an extra burden on top of an already full list, but rather because when we take the time, and I know you'll talk about this in the next segment, when we take the time to really boil it down like we eat an elephant white one bite at a time to record this information, we will come out the other side with a full document that can only help us in a number of contexts. So thank you for mentioning that already right now, Anne, and for bringing forward the ways in which today's complex medical system does require us to advocate for ourselves and families. So just pause there, everyone. We're going to take a wee break, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Do you ever wonder why certain things are happening in your life? How to start a business or a new direction? Need answers? Astrologer Bonnie Prabula can help you reveal your true self and gain strength and focus so you can achieve greater joy and success. Working with a natal birth date, time, and location, Bonnie brings out qualities to aid you in getting the best from your life. She can help you unlock dormant traits to bring you greater awareness. Bonnie also conducts public speaking engagements to educate aspiring astrologers on their journey to the stars. A gifted artist, Bonnie bridges her talents and recently launched a line of Astro Bears, uniquely created in colors of individuals' astrology charts. She also makes one-of-a-kind necklaces of crystal beads and woven thread. To learn more about the world of Bonnie Prabula, go to BonnieGPrabula.com, and for astrology consulting, visit AstrologyConsultants.com or call or email her at 808-526-1536 or BonnieGP at AOL.com.
Jenny Friend is a licensed marriage and family therapist and a certified clinical sexologist, commonly known as a sex therapist, with over 30 years of experience in the field of sexuality. She's been a researcher and teacher and is further trained in human development over the lifespan. She's also a published author and a radio personality. Her specialized training in lifespan developments means she can help individuals, couples, and families through difficult developmental phases. Her primary ways of working are through the tools of cognitive, behavioral, and psychoenergetics theories and techniques. Couples, individual men and women, and families are also welcome. She can meet in her office in Costa Mesa, California, or on the internet through Skype at JennyFriendMFT. Call 714-210-9200. You can also send an email from her website at www.centerforclarity.org. That phone number again is 714-210-9200.
So how terrific is it that you're all of us with my guest and I today, and it's great. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We have on with us today Anne McCauley-Leduc, and she has already brought forward some ways in which today's complex, overwhelming medical system requires us to advocate for ourselves and our families for better and safer care. I have quoted a number of the benefits of documenting and having in one place our medical and dental histories. They come from the back book jacket of her recent volume, and I'll talk about that a little bit more. But please know that I am aware of and believe in the value of Anne's words. Always, we entertain call-ins at 1-866-451-1451. That's 1-866-451-1451. And Anne, you've shared us a little bit of your background and challenges that you might have encountered along the way. So to help our caregiver audiences, I'd be curious about what mindsets and attitudes you found helpful, perhaps personally as well as professionally, to overcome the reluctance that many people have toward documenting this essential information. Or, you know, I think it's sometimes akin a little bit, this is not my personal feeling, but for folks out there, that they are a little bit reluctant to do this just because it feels like completing critical paperwork such as a last will and testament, etc. And they'd prefer to be kayaking, as you said. So what can you help them with mindsets and attitudes in this regard, Anne?
Sure. Well, first of all, down here and probably up there, we rely on the doctor's offices and the hospitals to know all our information, and that would be as a person or a caregiver. And it's not always there. My husband was in the ICU, and they, after an accident, the trauma ICU, they didn't have any records on him, and they couldn't get any. And they were looking to me for the information. And I was in such an emotional state that I couldn't provide that information. And I stood there thinking, oh, my gosh, if only I had a cheat sheet. So that's why I wrote the book, the cheat sheet. So we can't always depend that the information is going to be there. And we have to step up and advocate. So first of all, we have to kind of realize that this is the way it is. Step one is to gather your information. Get the list of diagnoses. That's very important. Get the list of hospitalizations they've had. Get your medication list organized. And the personal final wishes. See what you can do with that. Depending on the level of, if it's dementia, you know, it may be a little difficult. But the sooner the better. And really, Carol Ann, this is why it's for all of us, because if we should be all working on this all along for ourselves, so that if we have a caregiver, they'll have this information. And as we do forget, we'll have it for ourselves. If I had this book in ICU, I would have been able to provide that necessary medical information for my husband. So it's not going to be overwhelming. We're just going to take the bull by the horns. We're going to gather the information, spread it out, have a personal health organizer, and start writing the information in there. Now, the organizer is a book for the major medical information. In the system, do you want me to go through the system?
If you'd like, yeah. We've got a couple of minutes. Yep.
So this is the system that's worked for me. The personal health organizer, you list out all the major medical information, and it's all outlined in my book if they want my book. All the categories are there. You just have to fill in the blanks. It's a workbook. You just write in it. Don't worry about anything. Just write it down. If you have to cross out, write in the margins, whatever. It's a tool. It's a tool to use, and it's for the major things, such as my husband had cancer. So under the major, I would put the date of the diagnosis, the facts about where it started, the date of chemo, a few specifics about the chemo, his reaction to the chemo, because he did have one, the date for radiation, how long it was. So those are the major information that you want to keep on an ongoing basis. Now, the step two of this is that you need a separate notebook to write down your current questions and concerns and the details that are important at the time but not necessary for a permanent record. So that, with the example of my husband and his chemo, I would write down the questions to the doctors. I would address the cough that he developed at the chemo and his weight, his appetite, when the next appointment is. I'd write it in my little notebook. So I take the notebook and the personal health organizer with me to the appointments. And for me, it worked well to have it's a little plastic accordion I got at the local stationery store, and I kept everything in there. And I'd bring it with me. And I even put a cute cartoon on the front that was very appropriate to his chemo, because we must maintain our humor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very important. So to have a book for the permanent and a book for your everyday little information, your questions that you will forget when you get to the doctor's office, and your little concerns at the time that are important at the time, but they just don't need to go in the bid book. So it's a two-part system. And it's really just, it's mine, and the book has a directory in it, your final wishes, your diagnosis, your diagnostic tests. It's all there for you. Mm-hmm. So it's less stress and less time
Yep. Less stress and less time. Let's just pause there because we're due to go into a little bit of a breather here. So hang loose. And we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver.
Animal lover, author, artist, and public speaker, Patricia Daly-Lipe is a Renaissance woman in her own right. A lover of animals from a young age, Patricia lives on a farm in Virginia and has rescued neglected thoroughbred horses, keeping them or finding them safe havens. She is also a published author, and her books document real-life experiences that she shares in her passionate stories, taking the reader around the world in a colorful kaleidoscope of life. An accomplished artist, Patricia Daly-Lipe's oil paintings feature animals, portraits, stills, nature, and abstract, and she allows the brush to paint the image in an organic, natural way. A public speaker, Patricia is motivated to continually wonder about life and advocates for all of us to do the same and document our own unique history. To learn more about Patricia Daly-Lipe, visit www.literarylady.com and www.patricialipe.com or email her at pdlipe@gmail.com.
Are you looking for employment and live in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties? Jobs Annex is the place for you. Are you an employer looking to fill a position or quite a few positions in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties? Jobs Annex is for you. Employers, jobsannex.com is your resource for career-minded people. JobsAnnex.com is the convenient place for job seekers and employers to hook up and move forward. JobsAnnex has been serving Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties for over 14 years. JobsAnnex is a former employment search firm. We've evaluated many thousands of resumes, and we understand what employers want and what job applicants need to be successful in their interviews. At JobsAnnex, we provide you with the tools to tell your story for free. Our resources at JobsAnnex.com will help each applicant construct an award-winning resume, an eye-catching cover letter, and key interview questions to ask in various types of interviews. Best of all, it's free. JobsAnnex.com. That's JobsAnnex.com.
So thanks for allowing us to come into your world today, everyone. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, as well as iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. Today, we're chatting with Anne McCauley-Leduc, and she is the author of the soon-to-be-published Personal Health Organizer, a complete, easy-to-use system to document your medical and dental history. And as Jack Canfield, best-selling author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, writes about it, I think everyone should have one of these. This is important, and I'm going to get one for my kids. By the way, I didn't mention it earlier in preparing for y'all today. I watched Anne's videos, for example, with Jack, and also on a local Connecticut show, I believe, where she was talking about her comprehensive system. So she's just been sharing with us the steps involved in using her organizer, as well as also a separate place where you record details like the organizer for the big picture stuff like diagnoses, the regular tracking that you do accompanying all of that with your notebook, portfolio, whatever it may be, just to capture the details so that together you have everything in one place. And Anne, I think you were starting to tell us about some steps in your system. So if there are some more that the audience should know about, I really invite you to share that now.
Well, I think the basics are there, the two systems, and it's a matter of just putting on your coffee pot or two pots, or three for me. Nurses love coffee. and just start. And start with the essential things first, which would be the medications, the allergies, with reactions. Very important if you know the reactions. In fact, for us in our lives, we should try to gather that information as soon as possible for ourselves, because it makes a huge difference on the way we treat patients these days with all the antibiotic resistance. So that's a tip for all of us. And then the personal personal wishes, try to get that settled as early as possible. Now, some people are taking care of people at home. My brother was in a separate housing unit, and I cared for him, and then he transitioned into the nursing home. And then I worked with the patients and the families in the nursing homes for years. And even we're all caregivers. It doesn't have to be in your home. We are caregivers when we are caring for another human. And in the nursing home, professionally, the families that were involved and knew about the medical, what was going on, emotionally with the patient, everything, they were happier. They were more content with their role, less guilt. And boy, I tell you, Carol Ann, I could talk for an hour on handling guilt, because it's such a major part of being a caregiver that we have to acknowledge, and a lot of us don't. And but it helped them to have a little sense of involvement and therefore less guilt and less stress to have the written record of what was going on with their family member and right through to the end of life care. So it, wherever you are as a caregiver, and we are as a caregiver because I am one too, it's time to start and help ourselves, and this is the first step. It's a forgotten step of care these days. People, they just don't think about this. So many times people have said, gee, that's great, I never thought of it. Well, we don't, because we didn't used to have to, but now we do, so we can do this.
Yes, and you know, it's so vital what you're saying there, Anne, because people often don't think about it when they're not in it. And then when they're in it, it becomes a scramble. So like a lot of things in life, this is kind of chipping away piece by piece to get it in place so that you will have it as truly needed. And I'm very appreciative that you're also sharing your nursing home experiences, for example, because I know from your background that you have provided 24-hour physical care to the patients, and you know, you encouraged people's input and participation in the care plan, which did aid the patients and their own emotional well-being. You have a special interest in end-of-life care, I know, and you have supported folks in a professional capacity, as well as obviously your brother, because you were a conservator of person and closely oversaw his care through his passing, right? And so all of this just really makes the case for how important it is to pay attention to these things before we're in the throes of the matter. So I thank you for weaving in both your professional and your personal expertise. And that the personal part brings me to a curious question about what might you have possibly learned about yourself, Anne, that could be of interest to listeners before we go into our next pause?
Well, I certainly learned organization, because professionally I was very organized. But the minute I crossed my threshold, I became this free spirit, and I had files and stickies and papers, and nothing was organized, and I was a real mess. And I've learned that it's best to be organized at home in these matters, so that I learned. And I learned about the guilt that I talk about, and managing the underlying symptoms of caregiving that that will also alleviate your stress, and it makes a more beautiful path as you care for your loved one.
Yes, we may touch on that still as we go along, because I know that we have you for one more segment. And I'm always reminding listeners that we can have call-ins still at 1-866-451-1451. That's 1-866-451-1451. Because after our next pause, this will be the last time that you can access Anne McCauley LeDuc's wisdom for today. Just at the moment, we're going to take a break, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Patricia Fayeweather Harlow is passionate about the environment and conserving our natural resources. She's written a 5-part book series for all ages called Rock with Rodney and Party with Perky to Preserve Wildlife, which brings awareness through these vibrant characters on preserving and protecting our national parks and historic landmarks. Harlow has launched a campaign to mobilize green supporters in forming a united front against big oil, big coal, and the Keystone XL pipeline. And she addresses the controversial practice of fracking in books 4 and 5. She's determined to bring greater awareness to the dangers of drilling and running crude oil through pipelines that cut through pristine landscapes. And she empowers readers to take action in keeping America beautiful. To learn more about Patricia Fayeweather Harlow and to purchase her books, visit www.patricia-fayeweather-harlow.com. That's F-A-Y-E-R-W-E-A-T-H-E-R. And play your part in preserving the landscape that we all share and love.
Attorney Renee Marie Smith is changing the way we sell real estate. She wrote a series of books called My Short Sale Guru Guides for all real estate practitioners. Whether you're a homeowner wanting to understand the process, an agent who has been handling short sales for years, or an industry analyst wanting to know how short sales impact your business, Renee uses her vast real estate experience to take a comprehensive look at the recent market phenomenon while relaying it in an easy-to-understand format. Through her company, Smith Title Services, Renee has counseled thousands of short sale participants and processed in excess of 1,000 short sales. Her knowledge is transformational for real estate professionals and laymen alike, and her live presentations provide people the opportunity to ask specific questions about their issues. Buy her books and schedule her to speak at your next event. Visit www.smithtitleservices.com or call 305-705-3428 or email her at renee@smithtitleservices.com. Isn't it time to sell your property today? Learn the My Short Sale Guru way.
Thanks, everyone, for choosing to spend some time with us today. We always know that you have lots of options, and it means a lot that you tune in. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. And we have on with us today Anne McCauley LeDuc, and she is an author, RN and APRN, and based on her professional as well as personal expertise, Anne has been sharing with us basically a step-by-step overview of how to document your medical and dental history and why this is important. So I'm going to already now start to urge you to think of one follow-up item you could action this week to start to get down this vital content on paper in one place for the benefit of yourself and your loved ones. And of course, one of those pieces of paper, shall we say, will be her workbook that I ask a little bit further about in a moment. But just right now, I'm curious to find out some more from you, Anne, because you've been a wealth of information, both professionally and personally, which I and my audience always appreciate. So I'd love to hear what further awareness possibly or knowledge that you wish to impart to our caregivers out there. Like if there were any remaining takeaways, what would those be, Anne?
Well, the biggest takeaway is that I think everybody needs to have this system, whether it's for parents, they start them for their children, and then the children will have that information later in life when they need it. And for us as people, as we grow older and we forget, or we just need to take the information with us when we move or whatever, and then when we're older and forget more, or a caregiver, it's just so important. And it's it's really okay. We can do this. And just start. Start today. Don't let it go, because it'll be out of your mind, because it isn't something we think about. And I can't tell you how much easier managing my husband's cancer was with this system than when I had to manage him when he had his spinal cord injury, for which he has resolved. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And, yep, and it's just made such a difference. So I'm really on a mission to help people understand the importance that, number one, we do have to advocate for ourselves, and here's a system that works for this in this medical landscape that's ever-changing and confusing. And it's put the coffee on and let's just start today. And start by gathering your information. Don't think about writing it yet. Just gather things, because you may not have them at home like I did. I'm a nurse. I take medical things home. But start with your primary care physician and get your list of diagnoses. Look at your medications and get your medications. Put down your allergies and see if, do you know the reaction? If you do, write that down, because that's important. And just start gathering papers and information and keep them in one place. Then, when you get everything, then you just start with the book and just go page by page. It's all in there. That you just fill in the blanks, a little at a time if you need to, and then you're done. Then it's easy to maintain. You go to the doctor and you just take it with you and you fill it in as soon as possible and you're done. Stress-free, you just do it. Like the Nike shoes. Just do it. And it'll be fine. And it won't be, it won't hang over your head. And the relief, I just can't say how much relief it is to be able to take care of somebody and not have that worry and constant nagging. Oh, what am I going to remember? What am I got to do? It's all there.
Yep. It's so important. And I, by the way, really appreciated when you earlier said, you know, in the face of your husband's spinal cord injury, even you, who is a trained medical professional, kind of froze there and, oh, goodness, because I know a lot of folks, and that includes me, when we go to the doctor, which I always kind of dread, even if it's for my annual, I kind of freeze in the face of what sometimes people call the white coat syndrome. So having such a tool by my side would be tremendously helpful. And my husband is a spreadsheet guy, so he does record stuff about his medicines, and he takes it to the GP on his spreadsheet each time. Cool, but now we're going to enhance the system. And I want to make sure that people find out how they can actually obtain a copy of your wonderful personal health organizer and find out more about you. So tell us about that, Anne.
I will. First, I want to give your husband an A++. Yes, absolutely. Yes. So my website is personal-health-organizer.com. And the book is expected to be published on Amazon in April. So people can check my website for an update and write it on your calendar, because you will forget. You'll want to know, if you're interested in my book, you'll want to know that when it goes up, it will be on sale. And just keep checking with my website to see the date. I also plan to have some videos on my website, short videos, that will answer the typical questions that people may have with documenting their information. So that's, it'll help for somebody that says, oh, this is too overwhelming. Don't worry, I got you covered. I'll have it in a video. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that will help immensely for people to get the job done and then be free.
Absolutely, Anne. And we will stay in touch, as I say, as we go forward from today's show. So please keep me apprised as well, because I post things on my coping with uncopable parents, Facebook presence, for example. So if and when you get the date for the publication, please do let me know so that I can alert my audiences as well as inside of this space and time. Either way, just give us a reminder again about your website. What's it called?
Yep. It's called personal-health-organizer.com. Personal Health Organizer is the name of the title on the book, and so it's Personal Health Organizer. Mm-hmm. But you have the hyphens there because of the web address.
Okay, very cool. So it's just time to go into our last segment. When we return, I'll be thanking you properly, Anne, for just the time being. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Introducing BetterHomeAndGarden.com. That's www.BetterHomeAndGarden.com with just the letter N in Better Home and Garden. BetterHomeAndGarden.com offers you the highest quality products on the market that are environmentally safe and effective, and to make them available to you at the lowest possible prices. BetterHomeAndGarden.com understands that kind of creativity and do-it-yourself attitude. Thus, we developed our website, BetterHomeAndGarden.com. BetterHomeAndGarden.com offers you the following products right online: bath, bedding, collectibles, craft, sewing and hobby, food and beverage, furniture, home decor, kitchen and dining, lamps and lighting, large appliances, musical instruments, outdoor cooking, patio items, pet supplies, plant and garden, rug and floor covering, small appliances, travel and luggage, and so much more. Better Home and Garden is an online retailer offering a wide variety of high-quality brand-name merchandise at discount prices. Our service is personal and we aim to please. Visit us at www.betterhomeandgarden.com. Make your home your own.
Joseph A. Moylan is the owner of Ion Health, which specializes in very unique medical devices. Ion Health offers biomats, Alkalife, and frequency machines. Biomats are a far infrared and negative ion emitting FDA-approved medical device. With many different sizes available, you can place them on your bed, on a massage table, or on a seat in your car. It is an unobtrusive way to health. Alkalife machines are water ionizers that cleanse and raise the alkalinity of your tap water, making high alkaline water. Frequency machines utilize certain frequencies to kill viruses and bacteria. These devices are safe and effective. Coming from a health-conscious background and studying physiology at the Academy of Natural Health, Joseph A. Moylan has 15 years of experience in the health field and wants to help you live a healthy, long life. Visit www.ionhealthbiomats.weebly.com or call 765-520-2988. Don't let your health go astray. Get in touch today.
If you seek a courageous advocate, prepared to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with a 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome back to each of you for our last few valued moments together with each other today. And we're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. And we've had on to with us today the pleasure of author, RN and APRN, Anne McCauley-Leduc. And she has been sharing with us the case for the importance of organizing and recording your medical and dental history. And Anne, you have shared so beautifully from your personal as well as professional experiences. And so I want to just thank you in a heartfelt way for making the time to share from your wisdom and experiences with us today.
Well, Carol Ann, I thank you for inviting me on your show, and I wish all the caregivers out there good luck. We can do this.
Mm, the lovely, lovely parting sentiment. And so on that note, I'm going to, in a moment, build from some of my own experiences that tap into what we've been talking about today. In this final segment, we always preview the next week's show. And next time around, we have on tap the topic, caregiving as a healing opportunity. And it actually will end with a question mark, because I know for many who are the children of what I call uncopable or difficult parents, we might wonder, really, caregiving as a healing opportunity? Well, I will share how that is actually possible, as will also my guest, who is a parenting coach and recently published author of What They Don't Teach in Prenatal Class, The Key to Raising Trouble-Free Kids and Teens. And so I see this show as still serving caregivers, because how does a parenting coach tie in? Well, one of the titles we also brainstormed was It's Never Too Late to Have a Happy Childhood. And believe me, I had to do tons of reframing work through various resources to see my upbringing differently as I entered the throes of elder care. Now, for those insights, you will have to wait until next week. For the time being, I'm just going to quote myself, not memorized, but quote, from my second elder care book, which is called Coping with Uncopable Systems, Advocacy for Elder Care. And I know Anne would relate to the advocacy part about the healthcare / medical systems. Here's what I wrote. A friend of mine describes others as terrorizing when they follow up on promised tasks he owes them. In his case, it's legitimate that they would do so, as he is not so great about seeing things through. But in my instance, terrorizing is the perfect word to describe almost every hospital staff member I interacted with by phone or in person until my father's time of death and well beyond. And I write about how I shall never forget some of the nastiness that we encountered, as well as the misguidance and maltreatment. And so our guest talked about being a woman on a mission, and I am too. And here's my statement. If I can save even one family member a fraction of such heartlessness, the spirit and intent of this volume will have been accomplished. You have my firm and clear dedication, and I shall stop at nothing to equip you with the resources and insights I most definitely acquired via some pretty hard-won lessons. And even though bringing back those painful memories surfaced some physical symptoms for me, it's also why I began with the healthcare medical sphere, because paradoxically, they were amongst the worst offenders at all. And so I fervently wish that you will not meet up with anything close to the callous interactions which my family and I encountered. And thus you must be prepared to advocate for yourself. If you want to get your hand on the copy of the book, you can go to copingwithuncopableparents.com/shop. For now, you've been strong too long. How about you dare to care with flair? And we're signing off on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Caroline Hamilton, and this is The Conscious Caregiver Show.
You've been listening to The Conscious Caregiver with host Caroline Hamilton. For a fresh and unique approach to modern caregiving, listen to gain a weekly dose of inspiration and down-to-earth advice, right here on The Conscious Caregiver with Caroline Hamilton.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.
Ed knows Rona is the place for renovations, but he doesn't always know when it's his turn to speak.
Man, did I miss my turn to speak?
No, actually, I was just
Because Rona's got the tools and materials I need with curbside pickup and delivery.
Okay, you were a little early that time.
Well, was I early with the Rona's got all the tools and materials I need, that part?
Yeah.
I didn't want to, but well, let's try it again. Well, Rona's got all the tools and materials.
No.
No?
We're good.
Oh, are we out of time?
Rona, for those who know.
Ed knows Rona is the place for renovations, but he doesn't always know when it's his turn to speak.
Man, did I miss my turn to speak?
No, actually, I was just
gonna... Because Rona's got the tools and materials I need with curbside pickup and delivery.
Okay, you were a little early that time.
Well, was I early with the Rona's got all the tools and materials I need, that part?
Yeah,
actually... Well, let's try it again. Rona's got all the tools and materials I need.
We're good.
Oh, are we out of time?
Rona, for those who know.